Hey, good morning, everybody. We are very excited about our webcast this morning. Howard is getting all teed up on his end, working through a couple of technical difficulties. I thought I would ask everybody to go ahead and, as we're looking straight on into the last quarter of 2017, to go ahead and put what you're working on to get done these last couple of months, and then Howard will come on the line. So good morning, and hey, Howard, do we got you yet?
Yeah, awesome, Sherry. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.
Hey, so the first thing I want to say this morning is thank you to people like Sherry that serve our community day in and day out. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your support of the Inner Circle. Last night, I had a great experience. In fact, yesterday was just an amazing day altogether. We're down here in Destin, and Mark Tim, who is the director of marketing, happened to be here in town for his wife's birthday, and they invited us over. And Denise and I went over and had dinner with them at this big house that they rented and everything. And his daughter, Grace, who is 14, they all came to the Destin Dream Retreat, and we had, I think, 51 kids, and they all went through some of the Ziegler stuff with Dana. The first thing that she asked me was, how's Dana? And we were having dinner, and this was way back in July. And after we got done with dinner, she comes over and she said, I brought all my notes from the Destin Dream Retreat. And I was like, wow, can I look at these? And she said, sure. And I can't tell you how overwhelmed I was to flip through this girl's notes and see all the quotes and the notes that she made from the Destin Dream Retreat that impacted her life. So I want to just thank each and every one of you for being a part of this, because you really are making a difference in the world. I mean, if we can just help more kids, help more young people get the right stuff into their mind and get the right stuff into their heart, we'll have such a better world. All right. So thank you, Sherry, for getting us started out this morning. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me okay and see my screen. Type in how you are doing this morning. I love what Sherry said about doing your planning for the end of the year. It is time. It is time. It is time. After October 15th, really need to start honing in on next year's plan. Speaking of that, I want to go ahead and announce, if you want to write this down, we will have our next Inner Circle Conference in January, after the one next week, of course. There's still room, so if you want to get down to Houston next week for the Phenomenal Profits Conference. Sherry, I'm like amazed that we didn't have everybody in the world. I mean, I would think that if you're talking about phenomenal profits, like how to make more money, that everybody in the world would want to come, right? So if you're not registered and you want to make more money and you want to have more profits in your business, then get on down to Houston next week. Because here's the fact, a business without a profit is just a hobby. And by the way, your profit funds your dream. Speaking of the dream, this last week, I've been doing a lot of one-on-ones down here in Destin at our new dream home. And when you sign up at a certain level, you get a full day with myself and your coach. And if you want to just purchase that outright, you can. It's starting to get a little bit cool down here. It just got a little cool yesterday. But this is Andrew, and I spent the whole day with Rick and myself here for a really nice one-on-one. And, of course, this time of the year, Denise and I have been down here for, I guess, a couple of weeks now. But look at the October sunsets that happen down here. Absolutely amazing. I posted this on Facebook today, and one of my Facebook friends said, Howard, you need to, because I've been posting a lot of sunsets, he said, you need to do a book 365 sunsets, do like a tabletop or a coffee table book or whatever. And he's like, I'll publish it. And I was like, that's a phenomenal idea. This is my iPhone camera, so I need to pull my real camera out. I used to do some amateur photography. So anyway, that's what's going on down here. I want to get you down here. I have one of my team members who's maybe moving around on their computer or something like that. So if you want to take care of that and make sure that you're muted, then we will get started. All right. So let's make sure that all of our team members are muted. There we go. Okay, perfect. All righty. So we are in a series called Phenomenal Productivity, How to Get More Done in Less Time. We all agree that the more that we can get done every single day, the more successful we can be. And if we have good intentions, the more significant we can be. On our 777 leadership training yesterday, we were talking about, we're going through John Maxwell's intentional living, and we're talking about the fact that if you want to make a difference in other people's lives, you have to be intentional about that. And that needs to be part of the plan. But so far, we've talked about being able to see the dream. The reason that you need to see the dream is you got to get inspired. When you see what the possibilities are rather than the problems, then you can get inspired. We're all going to have problems. We're all going to have difficulties. We're all going to fail in some areas of life. And the thing is that it's not if you get knocked down, you only fail permanently if you stay down. You got to get back up every single day. You got to keep on pumping. You got to just keep on going. But the fact is that you have to see the dream. You have to see the reaching of the dream in your mind before you can actually reach the dream. Then you're going to have specific goals. And what you want to do is you want to get your planner out, draw your dream, get those inspirational pictures, get your markers out, and create the picture in your planner. And then what you want to do is fill out the dream list, then set your goals. And then what you want to do is plan your week. We talked about that a couple weeks ago when I was on the webcast with you. And then last week, Evan shared with you how to plant seeds of greatness every day in your planning. Today, I want to talk about time blocking and planning. Zig Ziglar said that people often complain about lack of time when lack of direction is the real problem. See, everybody has 24 hours in a day. It's just a matter of how we use that time. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is how do you use your 24 hours every day? You know, most people want more freedom. And I think that there is when I was talking to Mark, he said, I want to tell you why we invited you on such a last minute notice. Like, he just contacted me like the day before. He said, because this is Ann's 40th birthday this week. And he said she wanted to come back to Destin, and she wanted to have a week with no plans. He said, so I couldn't plan anything out. He said, but we had no plans tonight. So I asked her if she wanted to have you guys over for dinner, and she said yes. So we can plan at the last minute. And there's a lot of value in that. One of the things that I just really thought about this week, as I've been down here, I've been so super busy. I've been busier in the last few months since I took this role with Ziglar, and all these books I'm just putting out and all that, just in the travel, and just busier than I ever have been. And I thought to myself, you know, there's something that I used to do that I got to do again. I used to take a full sabbatical every year for about 9 days and not do anything other than just read and write and think and walk on the beach and ride a bike. And there's a time for that. But if we want to be successful and we want to be significant, the fact is that you're going to have more freedom when you plan out your day. You're going to have more freedom when you have a daily agenda. You're going to have more freedom when you have a plan. Zig Ziglar said that a locomotive is free, but it can only go somewhere when it's on the track, right? If it gets off the track, then it's not going to go anywhere. So we have to have a track. And I want to share with you, I want to tell you that, yes, Rick Jones, I am going to do about 5 seminars in one today. But the reason that I do this is because I want to bring you back to the fact, not my opinion, not anybody else's opinion, the fact that this system works together, will give you the success that you need, but you got to work it. You got to use the tools. You got to understand the tools. Our most successful students just do two things. They learn the system and they implement the system. The number one reason for failure is failure to implement, you know, is FTI. We've got to implement. We got to take action every single day. And the more that you learn about the system, I was talking to Mark last night and he was all jazzed up about a guy that he spent some time with in a mastermind whose whole deal is emulate before you innovate. Emulate before you innovate. And what that means is that so many people have either fears or ego and they're like, yeah, I'm going to learn from that guy, but then I'm going to tweak it to my own needs. See, I follow this Ziglar planner because this thing is proven. I follow this business plan because it's proven. I copy and paste. I emulate. Then after you emulate and you implement it, then you can create, you can do some tweaks to it and upgrade it and things like this. So we have something that we call GPS. Of course, that stands for goals, plans, and strategies. And the fact is that you got to have goals to grow. You will not grow without specific designed goals. And there's a whole section in your planner about how to set those goals. Number two is plans, priorities. And once you do your planning, you do your assessments, you look at where you are. That's what GPS is all about, is you're going to set up your Phenomenal Four projects, which I'll talk about in just a second. Then you have strategies. So Sherry was talking about business planning for the end of the year. I recommend that you schedule a day or two, maybe more, depending on where you are right now. Schedule one like in November and then another one in December to go through your entire business plan. This Simple Dimple business plan, that document is a great document to follow. I'm creating one for Ziglar right now. And it's just proven. It's based on a copy and paste. I mean, you know, I created all this stuff. I didn't create anything new necessarily. I just learned from other people. I emulated it. Then I innovated some things and made them my own and made it my own style and all that. But the thing is this is why we learn from other people. But the thing is that you got to think about where you are right now. If you want to grow, then you got to think about, okay, what strategies are the most important right now? What are the things that we can try? What are the things that other people have done that are have created success for them? You know, what is Zig Ziglar's goal setting process all about? Let me just follow that. Let me use that. Let me emulate that. And then once you prove that it works, you put it into a system. All right. So you have to have goals to grow, and then you have to operate by the highest priority. If you're when you approach your day and you create the projects, the question is, what projects are going to have the biggest impact in your life and in your business over the next 90 days? So what you want to do is review your wheel of life, review your business assessments, your wheel of business, identify the four projects that are going to have the biggest impact in the next 90 days, and then identify the one thing. What's the one thing in your life? What's the one thing in your business? What's the one thing in all those areas that's going to make the biggest difference? And then you prioritize those items. You see, you got to operate by priority. What is the highest priority right now? Now the challenge is that we stay in brush fire environment, and the priority is always, you know, really too urgent. And the idea is that once you implement some of these strategies, you turn them into systems so that you no longer have to put out brush fires every day, but you have people and systems in place where those things can happen automatically. All right. So you want to turn those strategies into systems. So the way that I use my planner, the next piece, we've covered the dream section, the goal section. We covered the weekly planner. There's a way that Zig does it. There's a way that I do it. And I've emulated his, and then I innovated to work with a small business. And Evan has a way of doing his. But you start by emulating. And emulate a proven system, whether it's what Zig did or what I do. Now, what I do in this section here, this is called the Important Meetings and Projects Journal. Well, let me start with what Zig did. By the way, the other thing about this planner is on every single page, there is an inspirational quote. And the amazing thing is I just opened up my planner, and guess what the quote at the top of the page is? Lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. We all have 24-hour days. Isn't that amazing? Here's another one. I've got to say no to the good so I can say yes to the best. How about that? So if nothing else, getting in your planner every day will keep you inspired, which is the first step to overcoming FTI. So what Zig did with this section here is that when he had meetings and projects that he was working on, this was his journal. So what he did is he wrote notes. Okay, I met with Evan and Mark and Tom. Here's what we talked about. Here's the breakthrough that we had. Here's the decision that we came to. Now, I don't use it that way. What I do is I put my most important projects and I dedicate a page to that. So each one of my conferences, this is February 2017, and the thing is that we had a phenomenal event, but I line it out and I think about it, and I do a lot of work on my computer behind the scenes, but I can just flip through my planner and say, okay, what are the major projects that I have this year? Now here's where I want to go with this today, is you got to take action every single day. You can have the greatest vision in the world, but if you don't take action, it's nothing more than a daydream. Vision without action is a daydream. Action without vision is a nightmare. So what you do is you identify those four projects. 2 weeks ago, I shared with you that you put them at the top of the page on the weekly performance record. Up there at the top of the page where it says goal 1, 2, 3, and 4, you put those four projects up there. And when those projects are completed, then you're going to replace that with another project. Now, why do you have four projects and not 10 projects? Because you cannot focus on more than 3 to 5 projects at a time. Now, why not have just one project? Well, you are going to have one most important project. And what a project is it's something that you're building. It's not just a to-do list. It's not your action list. It's something that you're building. A conference is something that has to be built from the theme and the need and all of that, all the way through actually implementing that particular conference. It might be building a website. It might be establishing a marketing system of some kind. It might be setting up your referral marketing program. It could be anything like that. And once that conference is complete, well, guess what? Something else is going to take priority, right? So those projects are constantly shifting. I'll give you an example from my planner. Let me just go back in the last couple of weeks here. Okay, so this is the week of 9/11, All right, September 11th. The top of my list was ZLC operations. Since that's my role now, I needed to review that. I needed to look at everything that we're doing and make any adjustments that needed to be made. Write the Brian Tracy forward. One of the things that I learned this year about writing, if you're going to get someone who is as accomplished as Brian Tracy, they don't write the forward for you. If you want them to do the forward, you first ask them, would you do it? Would you sign off on it if I write it for you and send it up to you? Obviously, you can tweak it. So he said yes, and I went and got one of his books that was as closely aligned with the power of community as possible. And I spent several days in my time capsule. I spent several hours over a period of time building and creating that forward. It ended up being very short at the end, but he loved it and my publisher loved it. But that's something that I worked on in my time capsule every single day. And then I have some of the conference stuff that we were working on for October at that point. And then I have some more stuff on ZLC and Ziglar Business Owner Bootcamp. So those were my four projects. Now, if you shift up to like this week, my projects are to tweak my presentations for next week. And I'm working on a simple dimple business plan for Ziglar. Those are my two. I only have two projects on the books for this week because both of those are going to take up a lot of time. So then what you do is every day in your daily time capsule, as you take action toward those projects, you replace them and put in a new project when they're complete. Now, if this is a system for your business, then you need to make sure that once you build that, that it goes on a PRD and someone is responsible for implementing that on a daily, weekly, monthly, or quarterly basis, whatever the case might be. Speaking of conferences, we have a whole bunch of systems that we've created that we use for every conference. Every conference is different, but different theme, different speakers, different things like that. We spend time planning it out, thinking about it, but we have certain systems that stay the same at every single conference. We have, in fact, I'm going to show you a systems document that everybody loves. It's just a simple thing that I created that brings it all together. Some of you may have seen it before, but everybody who sees this just like wowed over it. To me, it's just simple, but I'll show it to you in just a second. Okay. So here are the three questions you want to ask yourself. Number one, what's going to have the biggest impact on my business in the next 90 days? By the way, why 90 days? Because that gives you enough time to complete these projects without a lot of huge change happening in your business. If you give yourself a whole year, you're going to have 1 year of goals, but a project needs to have a finish line here that's not too far out because there's too many changes, too many things. It's too much time in between. Why not 30 days? Well, some projects might only take you a week. Some of them might take you 2 days. Some might take a month. But we work in quarters because we can see our business in those chunks. In fact, I recommend that you and strongly encourage you to get away from your business every 90 days, work on the business, take some time to update your Simple Dimple business plan. This is why we do conferences every 90 days. You know, Destined Dream Retreat, to me, I don't know how you feel about it, but it seems like it was eons ago and it was just in July. It's like, we are ready. We need another conference. You know, it's like, you got to reset every quarter. It's a good rhythm to be on. Next question, what will have the biggest impact on my personal life in the next 90 days? Now, you're going to go through seasons in your life. And, you know, I have to say that I just want to reemphasize right now the value of coaching and mentoring. You know, having Rick here was great for our client, but the next day and throughout his visit with me, I got the coaching that I needed. I was way, way, way overdue for coaching myself. And what happens with coaching is you get one of two things. You either get a breakthrough and a new vision, new idea, a new commitment, if you will, maybe something that you haven't thought about, but just talking through where you're at and where you want to go and figuring out the gap really helps you to come up with new strategies and new ideas. Just yesterday on our leadership call with Ziegler, we've been working on some stuff and talking about it and going back and forth. Finally, we came through with a really solid strategy that we think is really going to help in that situation. So sometimes you get a new idea. Sometimes you get a breakthrough and a new vision that you can run with. Other times you get validation. And I want to really stress the importance of validation. You know, sometimes you do a coaching session and you spend a day with somebody, or you go to a mastermind, or you go to a seminar, and you're like, well, I already knew that. I'm already thinking about that. To me, I don't know about you, but to me, when I have someone who has the wisdom, more wisdom than me, that's already traveled the road, that says, okay, yes, you're on the right track and you want to keep doing what you're doing right now, and you get that extra validation, you get confidence that you don't have to rethink it. You see, what happens is we might have an idea, we might have a vision, we might be moving in a certain direction, but we need someone who's already been there, done that, to come along and say, yeah, that's right. That's right. Go for it. And so what Rick did for me this past weekend was I needed some confidence to move forward in some of these projects that I'm working on and take a bolder leadership step, if you will. And he helped me have the confidence to do that. And then number three is, what should your focus areas be? In other words, in your business, is your biggest challenge in leadership? Is it in marketing? Do you have enough sales? Do you have enough profits? And what should those focus areas be? And that's where the one thing comes in. And I got some phenomenal news I'm going to share with you in just a second. And that's where the one thing focusing question comes in. It's all about focus. But before you focus, you got to have the desire. You got to be willing to change. You got to be willing to focus every day. And you get focused by drilling down, what's the one thing I can do in for my physical health, for my personal life, for my relationships, for my business. If you take this business circle over here and you think about leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration, if you look at that and you start really analyzing your business and saying, well, you know, I'm not profitable, so you need to really focus on profit. So what's the one thing I can do to increase profit such that by doing it, that's implementation, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Well, if you become profitable, you don't have to go borrow money and move money around when payroll's due. You don't have to go into debt. You don't have to use credit cards. You don't have to go out of your way to go collect checks and things like this and spend time doing that. So it makes everything else either easier or unnecessary. I'm just using that as an example. Maybe my profit margin's good, but I got to hire a team, or I got to hire a director of a certain area. So you, along with your coach, are going to determine what areas of focus you need right now for this season. See, because you're going to go through seasons, and there's a time for everything. I've been reading through Ecclesiastes, of all books in the Bible, and there's a famous passage there that there's a time for everything. And There's a time, there's a season for everything. And the thing is this doesn't happen overnight. This is a daily process every single day. And here's the good news that I have for you. In November, I am going to teach the one thing, which is normally an extra program that you have to pay for to go through the one thing training. And we could do that. And I thought about that, but I thought to myself, we all need this so much in the inner circle that, and this is I usually charge like $600 to deliver it. So I'm going to deliver the one thing training, the whole thing. I don't even know how many weeks I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to launch it on October 31st when we finish this series in 2 weeks. And I'm going to invite the public to that first webcast so that they can join in just for that one webcast. And then after that, Inner Circle 747 and above will be able to go through the one thing on Tuesday mornings at no charge. Okay. If you haven't been through it before, you'll want to purchase a booklet, which is the seminar book is like $99. It's a really nice book. You'll want to get that ahead of time. So coming up this week, we'll have a link for you if you've already been through it or your Inner Circle 747 or above. People who are not Inner Circle 747 or they're not a part of our community yet that come and visit on the 31st, they'll be able to join for $5.97. And the booklet is included in that. So that's what we're going to do. So we'd like for you to invite people. And by the way, if you invite people who pay for a webinar series like that or come to a conference or come to a two-day workshop, you get a 50% referral fee on that. I don't know if you knew that or not. All right. And the reason that we do that is because we know that if they get to know us, like us, and trust us, then they may want to get in the inner circle. Okay. All right, so that's coming up in November. We'll kick it off on a preview webinar on the 31st, and then November and probably into December, maybe all the way to Christmas, we'll be working on the one thing so that you can really learn this proven process that, by the way, is based completely on research. So as a certified one thing trainer, I'm going to walk you through that process, okay? John Maxwell said, you'll never change your life. And that's what we're all about. We want to be a different person today than we were yesterday. Everybody that's watching this right now or listening to this wants something different in your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. If you were totally happy, totally comfortable, totally satisfied with the difference you're making in the world and the success and the significance that you have. No, you're here because you want more. You want to have a better business. You want to have a better life. John Maxwell said, you'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine, or what he calls the daily agenda. All right. So I want to show you a document that I created, and I created this a whole bunch of years ago when I did a two-day systems seminar at John Browning's place many, many years ago. And I just, like, I was teaching systems for 2 days, and I had printed these out, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just pass these out and see how people like them. And they just went crazy over it. This is on the Inner Circle website somewhere, but it's a simple document. I think that's what people like about it. And what this document is all about is it brings your whole system together. Okay, and it's just a simple document that outlines your MVP, your organizational chart, your PRDs. Remember that in order to systematize your business, the thing is that you got to have five components. There's five components. It's your MVP, that's your mission, your values, and your purpose. You want to put that down in writing and share it with your team. Your team can help you come up with it. All right. So that's the, so you want to have your MVP, your organizational chart, your PRDs, and then your policies and procedures. Now, all the policies and procedures are not on this document, as you'll see, because that creates your whole operating manual. I mean, you're going to have your employee handbook. Those are your basic company policies. You're going to have your procedures for the technical work that you do. You're going to have your scripts for sales. You're going to have your referral marketing processes and systems. You're going to have all those systems that are on the Inner Circle website, all those policies and procedures. But what this does is it brings it all together. So if you want to just follow along with me on this document and you want to download this document, we'll actually attach this to the replay. So team, if you guys can remind me to send it over to you. It's already in the frequently used documents. We just updated this for our company. Actually, I updated it again today, so we could put the 17th on there. So our mission at Phenomenal Products is to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business. That is our target market, people who are overwhelmed, people who have a great business. They want to have a better life, and they just feel like a slave to their business. We're not for everybody. We're not for the dot-com entrepreneur that wants to raise a bunch of capital and create a huge business in a short amount of time and then sell it off, and you know how those stories typically end. The that happens a fraction of the time. Most of the time what happens is they either don't get the capital and they crash and burn for one reason or another. No, what we're all about is helping that traditional small business owner, people like Sherry Perry, people like Elise Makarevich, people like Joe Stewart, who went from two employees to 15 in the Inner Circle, got off the roof. He's in the roofing business, and he was out there in the field every day with his two guys. And through the Inner Circle, he's now has 15 employees. Now, once you join Inner Circle, our mission changes a little bit, and the reason for that is that this mission here, to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business, is sort of the attraction mechanism. And then once people join the Inner Circle, this is where we can help them the most, because the number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is because of FTI, failure to implement, on the part of the owner. And by the way, on the part of the team, because we don't have these systems in place. We don't have the PRDs. We don't have the policies, procedures. We're not effectively communicating. Leadership is effectively communicating the vision that includes your MVP, all right? So our mission changes for you once you join the Inner Circle to create the most phenomenal community experience ever. Why? Because implementation happens most effectively, most surely, most in the context of community. It's just the way it is. When you feel supported, you feel encouraged, and you're being held accountable. Now, accountability really boils down to you. You know, nobody can force someone to be accountable, right? But they have to. You have to come to the table. You have to show up to your coaching calls. You have to dig in. You have to do the work. But our job, our mission, is to create that community experience and make it available to you. We can't do it for you, right? And so that's why we have that. And community is created through support, helping people have what they need to have to help you, to show you how to reach those goals, to encourage you to say you can do this, and to help you become accountable to be the person you need to be to make that happen. And then you want to have 3 to 5 values. Our values are reputation, experience, education, systems, and guarantee. And here's what you want to do in your business planning is you get that simple devil business plan out and you get with your team and you go through the step-by-step instructions of, okay, what experience are we trying to create? That's our mission. What are our values going to be? What standards are we going to live by? Who are we going to be as we're doing this? Well, we're going to really value our reputation, and we're going to build that by the way we live and the way we promote our reputation so others will know us, like us, and most importantly, trust us. Number two is experience, because people want to do business with those not only that they trust, but they've been there, done that. See, we've been there, done that. I've owned businesses since I was, 23 years old and worked with small businesses around the world. I bet Rick Jones has seen 400 business plans, all right? And I could go on and on about what our team members have done. So you want to get as much experience as you can and share it. We want to share that with you. Santiago is going to do a fun disc presentation. This guy got perfect scores at Speakers Bootcamp with Dr. Robert Rome. Perfect score from a D, from an I, from an S, and a C. Perfect score. The highest possible. Guess what? He's going to share that with you. Education, gain and deliver as much training as possible, because training builds confidence. And we obviously, there's a lot of things that we have to learn. I mean, this doesn't happen overnight. You don't get this in a year. You can make a lot of progress in a very short amount of time, but you have to go through the process. You're never done learning. I'm still reading books. Rick Jones still reading books. John Maxwell still reading books. Zig Ziglar was reading books until the day he died. So you want to continue to develop yourself, continue to deliver that to your audience, because education marketing sets you up as the consultant. So no matter what kind of business you have, that one of your values is educating your clients. Take that a step further in marketing, educate your prospects. Engage them, educate them, entertain them. And then we operate by systems so that we can ensure the most phenomenal service experience ever. So what are the steps that we have to take? This is a value that we have. And then number five is our guarantee. We offer 100% money-back guarantee on products and events. And in Inner Circle, in coaching, since it requires the implementation on your part, we don't offer a money-back guarantee, but our reputation is that we will rush to your aid and help you if you need extra assistance. If you've been in the Inner Circle long enough, if you struggle with anything, you know that that's true. Now, here's the most important thing, and that is your purpose. And ours is to help our clients have more life, to live in freedom every day. There's no freedom in being a slave to your business. There's no freedom in being unprofitable. There's no freedom in having difficult relationships with team members and not helping them get to where it is that they want to go. There's no freedom in just being successful just for yourself. There's no freedom in not having the time with your family that you need to have. There's no freedom in doing the jobs on this organizational chart that you were not created to do. And that's the next piece, is your organizational chart. So what you do is simply put in the director role. This is, did I finish telling you what we're gonna do in January? I just thought about that. Okay, so our next event, I got to talking about next week. So our next event is in Orlando in January, the next Inner Circle Conference. And it's only going to be a 2 day. We're not going to do a 2.5 day in January. We're going to do 2 days of on January 23rd and 24th in Orlando. That way, if you want to go to Disney or whatever, you can do that. And we're going to do 2 days of what I call Vision 2018, where we do a lot of thinking, strategic planning. And if you already have your plan, you're going to be able to validate your plan. And our team, Rick Jones lives, Rick and Brenda live in near Orlando now. And we're going to lean on his wisdom and expertise. Those of you that are in 777, we're going to kick off 2018 with Mr. Rick Jones, because he ain't getting any younger. We need to get him in front of you guys a little bit more. But this guy's probably seen 400 business plans in his career. And so we're going to just really roll up our sleeves and really get a grip on 2018, where you want to go, what you want to do, how you want it to be different, what are the ideas and thoughts. I've got some thinking strategies that I've learned over the years that I'll teach you. So it's going to be amazing. And that'll be January 23rd and 24th for Inner Circle members. All right. So directing is planning. And so who's involved in planning your marketing, your sales, your operations, your administration? Who's managing those functions and making sure that they're getting done? And then the implementer is who's actually doing it. So what you do is you just list out all your team members on that org chart so that everybody knows what their role is, all right? Then you come on down and you have your performance results descriptions, or what we call PRDs. And this is a statement that I learned from Rick Jones many, many years ago. And it says this, that some people call them KRAs, like key result areas. There's a lot of different ways to do PRDs. The way that I'm about to show you is probably the simplest way. We can call this the simple dimple PRD system right here. But I learned this sentence from Rick. Each item listed below will have been satisfactorily completed when performed according to the policies and procedures of each item. So each one of these items can have and should have a policy and procedure. Here's what I've learned over time, especially in the digital world. I learned from Patrick Lencioni that if you have the right people and you have PRDs and you have this laid out here and you have people who are willing to commit, that you don't have to have every single thing written down, because you can have manuals and manuals and manuals and manuals. If you don't have people who are willing to do it, it doesn't matter. Right. But if you have people who are willing, and I can say, okay, do you know how to check the voicemail? Do you know how to, you got your email? How often do you check it? Okay, we're on board there. He said, you can build, you build as much infrastructure as is required. And this is one of the things that I've been learning over the last couple of years that I haven't talked about very much. But there's this whole thing today in the digital world called autonomy. And when you find the right people who are just willing to do the work, they'll get it done with a minimal amount of policies and procedures. I mean, I really don't care, as long as the job gets done. Now, I need people to be there when they're supposed to be there, so that if I need something or someone needs them, I want to know when people are at work and not at work. But, you know, Google, and I know that I'm not Google, you're not Google, but they got some revolutionary things that they do over there. I mean, some of their people, they don't even tell them when to show up. I mean, complete autonomy. All they care about is they get the results. And it's pretty amazing. And of course, I have to give Elise the title. I don't know. I have to come up with a good title for this. But she gives me the best book recommendation. She's like, and this is her passion. She loves to learn, and she loves to teach others. So she's always turning me on to these great books. And one of them is like this big, thick, fat book. She actually gave me one, I think, called Work Rules by Google. And it was written by a guy by the name of Laszlo Bock. It's a hard book to get through, but there's some revolutionary ideas there. And so don't feel like, the point here is don't feel like you have to have every single policy and procedure and every little thing in writing. And if you do, maybe you have the wrong person. But having written policies and procedures to make sure that projects get done, that things get done right, is important. We have a manual for our conference, and I know that Michelle and Victoria probably don't like me spending an hour and a half going through the agenda hour by hour by hour by hour because they've done it so many times. Well, some of our other folks that are on the team haven't, and I don't want there to be questions on from other team members. What are we doing? What's going on next? No, we have a manual, and we can show up, and everybody knows what to do. If there's a question, we just look at the manual, all right? So you need to have some infrastructure. All right, so the way that our PRDs are laid out in this simple, dimple document is everybody who's full-time does all of these things daily, okay? We have a simple double PRD for each of our team members. And of course, it is important that each one of them has a nickname. So Santiago is the Santiago man because he's like Superman. He can pretty much do anything. So the way I lay it out is, what is he responsible for every day? What is he responsible for every week? And what is he responsible for every quarter? Then you go to Michelle. She's the messenger because she gets me out to everywhere in the world to get the message out. And she's the deliverer of the message. That if you need to know anything about my life or my world or what's going on, Michelle knows it. So this is what she does every day. And then you might have specific things that are done on specific days, as you'll see as we go down. So by the way, if you ever want to know who's doing what at our company, well, you have it right there. If you want to know what somebody's doing today, then you can just go look at the Ninja's PRD, and this is what she does every day. Of course, her role is assistant marketing director to me and marketing manager. So again, daily, weekly, Tuesday, Friday, monthly, quarterly. All right. Alexandra, she's known as the Munchita because she loves to eat. Daily, weekly, quarterly. Dana is known as the Grasshopper. Rick Jones gave her nickname because she's jumping around all over the place taking care of everything at the conferences. And of course, my favorite nickname is for Mr. Rick Jones. We just call him Howard's Daddy. And of course, Scott's the money man. He takes care of all the finances and pretty simple PRD there. He's got his own procedures. It's just that's basically an outsource to my administration director. And then, of course, they call me chief. And here's what the chief does. And here's where I really wanted to go with this. This is what I want you to really get, okay? What I want you to get is that you, as the business owner, you need to have a PRD. You need to have a PRD that outlines what you do on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual basis. And here's what I do. Every day I read chapter or an article out of a business book. And the reason that I do that right away is because what you put in your mind every day is when you put things in your mind first thing in the morning, you're going to retain them better. I read one chapter from scripture and I pray, update my Ziglar planner. And then in my daily time capsule, I plan, I think, I create content, and I implement on my phenomenal four projects and my one thing. Now in my world, I've got a lot more time blocked out for that. I typically don't take any in-person or phone appointments until I might have lunch with someone, but typically I don't start with phone appointments until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So what you want to do is you want to block your time for each one of these things. If you want to be more productive and you want to be more successful, you calendar everything. So I have my whole morning blocked out for what I call my one thing, my time capsule, and because I need that much time. Now, as you'll see, I have on certain days, like today, I have certain webcasts that I have to do, certain training that I do. And sometimes what happens is, forgot to put something in here. As you can see with Ziglar, my PRD has really gotten filled up. Now, of course, I also travel and deliver live speaking and training engagements. Now, that's a little one line right there that includes, like, I'll be in Dallas literally for 2 weeks straight. Now, even while I'm in Dallas, either observing, auditing, or teaching or whatever, I'm still going to do my daily, weekly items as much as possible. Okay. If I have to miss something, like, for example, if I'm teaching on Monday morning, then Rick or Santiago will do my 777 leadership training. This is why you need to have a team so that they can take care of the things that, you need done. So I do phone consultations every afternoon. So I was just messing with this morning. I missed a couple things. And then here's my routine on Saturday. I do my daily time capsule on Saturday, and I run all my financials and marketing reports on Saturday mornings. I do that even if I'm traveling. If I have to be at a seminar room at 7:30 in the morning, I'll get up at 5 and I'll still do these things. I might get up at 4 if I got to bed really early the night before and get up really early in the morning. And when I'm home, date night with Denise. And I know this is probably going to sound strange to you, but I clean my own house, and I usually do that on Sunday. And the reason I do that is because I've got a cleaning background, number one. And number two, I'm really particular. And number three, it's therapy. And so I get to really do a lot of thinking on Sundays when I'm doing that. All right. So the point is of all of this is I want you to have a daily agenda. Okay. I want you to have a PRD for not just for your folks, but also for yourself. Yes or yes? Okay, let me escape out of here and get back to my PowerPoint. Remember, the four keys to overcome FTI is inspiration, organization, training, and community. Okay. Oh, I have one announcement, and then I'm going to bring on Rick and Santi and Sherry and get some feedback, and we'll take questions. Here's an announcement that I have. If you have expressed interest in ZLC, one of the things that I was able to get done is a new pricing plan for ZLC. So if you want to be a part of the Ziglar Legacy community, you want to develop yourself, you want to position yourself in the marketplace by doing Ziglar training for your referral sources, you want to be able to train your team on the Ziglar philosophy, and maybe even build a training business, and you've gotten the investment for ZLC, and you're like, ooh, well, I created, I'm not going to give you a discount, but I created a special pricing plan. So if you're still interested in that, or you want to become re-interested in that, or you want to learn more about that, just type in ZLC in the comments, ZLC, and I'll have Kanya reach out to you. Just type that in questions for staff, ZLC. Okay, let me hear from, I know I'm going over a little bit today, which is not unusual, but let me hear real quickly from Mr. Rick Jones and Mr. Santiago Arango, since we are over time.
You mind if I go first? Because I have a call coming up.
Go ahead, Santi.
All right. So Howard mentioned three things on this call that are three things that have quite literally changed my mind. The first one comes from Zig Ziglar. You are who you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change who you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Books, videos, audio, you name it. There's the amount of information out there is not the problem. Really, what we need to do is take advantage of the fact that it's so easily available to us and use it. One of the most powerful things that I've ever gotten was Audible. And thanks to Dr. Robert Rome last week, I'm going through one of the longest books ever that is a challenge because it's of the truth that it speaks. It's called The Creature from Jekyll Island. It's pretty incredible. That's all I got to say. The second thing is
did you just talk about The Creature from Jekyll Island?
Yeah.
How did that come into the picture?
We're talking about education, right?
Yeah.
And what we're putting into our minds. And I wanted to understand how the Federal Reserve really works. And Dr. Rome was talking about it last week after Charles Ho had done his presentation about investments and being financially debt-free. And I was like, wow, there's so much more to the Federal Reserve that I had no idea.
Yeah, that's like a wow book. It's like, what?
Yes. Yeah. I'm 5 hours in. That's all I got to say. And I still have 20 more hours to go. The second one, John Maxwell, you said it, success is found in the daily agenda. First time I heard John Maxwell say that, I thought he was a jerk. But really, he's speaking the truth. And what I found is that my daily agenda at the time was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out that was one of the most powerful things was said in a very simple way from the book that I'm so glad that you're going to do the next training and everybody on this call should listen to it and probably get your team on it too. And the simple thing that came out of that was that if it's not scheduled, it doesn't exist.
That's right.
I mean, you've seen my schedule. Everybody sees my schedule. It's on there. It's everywhere. But this is specific. This is what I have scheduled to do. If it's not on there, it ain't going to happen. And it changed me. It changed about how I look at time. Time is one of the most, precious resources that we have. We got to be very, very intentional about what we do with it. It also changed the way that I see the time that I spend with my family. So all of you guys that are on here, use this stuff and recognize that this that Howard was talking about that he shared, which was interesting, his PRD that you guys saw on here is a whole lot longer than all the rest of us because he's very specific and intentional about what he's going to do. Don't let the time go by. But make sure that you use it. So thank you, Howard. I'm so glad the One Thing training is coming up and that everybody's going to go through it. So thank you, Howard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be excited to present that. Thank you, Santi. Am I still live?
What's up? Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mr. Rick Jones.
Good morning. Yeah, you covered a lot of ground as usual, but that's okay. It was good, profitable ground. You said that Zig said that people complain about the lack of time when it's direction. He yes. also followed that up by saying basically it's not a time problem again, that it's a prioritizing problem. Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right thing. And in his book, Top Performance, he said, here's the formula for top performance leadership. Invest time in the activity that brings the highest return on investment according to the priority list. Simple. And all I do is I listen to that, I come up with three things to walk away with. When we establish our vision and our purpose, now we're able to set our priorities. And once we got the priorities, that's what's going to give us the direction that we need to move in.
Yes. Yes, that's sir. It. Yes, sir. And yes, sir. All that's right. Let me hear from Sherry Perry. I got to get back to my PowerPoint slides here.
Yeah, that was definitely a really great webinar this morning. And the one thing that I kept thinking about, the one thing, was that the weekly pod sessions remind me of the guidance system on an airplane. And so we hear the same stuff. We know, you know, if we know where we're going, we hear the same stuff. We're listening to the books. We're reading the books. We're hopefully implementing the tools. But our pod sessions are like what happens when you start off in Portland, Oregon, headed for Orlando, Florida. That airplane is not going to Orlando the entire time. There are course corrections, tiny course corrections that are happening the entire time. And so getting on the pod each week and course correcting and bringing those to-dos and bringing those challenges and the struggles and working them through with your community helps us get to where we want to go. And I think this is the most exciting time of year because we get a fresh viewpoint. We get to really run towards that finish line as fast as possible and work together as a community to use these tools, Howard. So thank you very much, and I'm excited to talk about it this week on the pods.
Awesome, and I'm so excited to go through the one thing because it's not just about production, but it's also about purpose, which is what you guys are bringing up as well. Okay, real quickly, what questions do we have? We got a great group today, a lot of people on here. What questions do we have? Type in your questions or your biggest takeaway. Okay, so type it in real quick. John says I should change Rick's nickname from Howard's daddy to Yoda. I'm going to start calling the prophet, man. I mean, the guy's like in my brain and in my heart. He like knows what I'm thinking. Okay, Brett, I have my four projects. Excellent. Okay. Any other questions or comments before we close? Robin, recurring theme, how precious time is. Good, good. Let's see, Peter, can you find the PRD examples on Inner Circle website? Absolutely. And if you need any help with that, just get with my team and they will help you. Brenda, the examples you gave tying in the staff to the values are very helpful. Good. Let's see. Brett, I need to do my daily and monthly quarterly agendas. Danielle. Biggest takeaway is you get either inspiration or validation from each session. Absolutely. It's so big either way. Okay, guys. Well, thank you again for your support. We love you. And I thank you again for your support. And you guys have a better than phenomenal day. Take care.